Howdy, folks. The doctors say that car sickness is increasing in this country. Most people suffer from it once a month when they get the notice that another payment's due, I think. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and we sort of aim it at working wives. Now, I know that most men, when they hear that expression, working wives, they think of married women who have jobs in offices. They sort of forget about the wife who stays home. She's working too, you know. For instance, now, you might ask, does she take dictation? She sure does, from every member of the family. And if you say, is she an executive? Well, I'd say she's got a whole household to keep running smooth. Is she a sales lady? She's been trying to sell the children on good thinking, good behavior, and good judgment all the time. How about public relations? She's in that, too, working her head off so her family shows up favorable in its relations with the public. Does she operate a business? I'd say so. A clothing, cleaning, feeding business with some counseling and affection thrown in. And now, how about wages? Well, she has to wait a while, but usually her payday comes when the kids turn out okay. And you don't get wages like that from an office or a store, you know. And whether she's working at home or in an office, a store or a factory, well, I'll tell you, refreshing double mint gum is a working gal's friend, believe me. The smooth, steady chewing, it kind of keeps pace with your work and gives you the satisfaction of having something nice to sink your teeth into. And your work seems to go easier, and you get through that much faster, you see. So chew double mint while you're working and while you're getting your work done. Will you, ladies? You might as well chew some right now while you listen to the hollering harmonizers singing Swanee.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real near you. I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too, Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in VIXI, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in VIXI, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore.
Swanee, yeah. I've been there. I've traveled around quite a bit, and I never run into any special trouble. And one reason, I think, is my knowledge of the law. There's lots of statutes on the books, as we barristers say. And it's a job to keep them straight. Now, in Central Falls, Rhode Island, it's unlawful to pour pickle juice on car tracks. And when I was there, I just happened to be carrying a jar of pickle juice, and you don't know what an urge I had to pour it on the car tracks. But I knew the law, see. And when I was in Nevada, I'll never forget, it's against the law there to drive a camel on a public highway. I figured, of course, the way to get around that one was to lead the camel, not drive him. But that law doesn't bother me anyway. I'm smart enough to know that camel driving and pickle juice don't mix. And they've got an unreasonable law down in Atlanta, Georgia, too. There it's unlawful to tie a giraffe to a telephone pole. Of course, what I want to know is, where can you tie your giraffe if it's not to a telephone pole? I mean, for a grown giraffe, those parking meters are murder. Believe me. Of course, around my house, it's considered downright unlawful to be without double mint gum. And rule number one in the book is chew double mint gum after every meal. See, that's because chewing double mint is such a grand way to help clean your teeth. And after you eat, it's such a good time to give your teeth sort of a little extra cleaning there. And then you'll have a bright double mint smile. Just like Paula Richards, who's about to sing, "I've Got the World on a String."
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life's a beautiful thing. As long as I hold the string, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. String around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Oh, that's my idea of real nice singing. But I shouldn't be spending my time bragging on Paula, because we've got a real important Buttram bonus today, so let's get it started. Today's Buttram bonus is how to get along with children, or self-protection in the juvenile jungle. Now, a child is naturally curious, and you must answer his questions truthfully, no matter how silly they seem. Now, for example, when Johnny asks, what is the distance between the planet Mars and the planet Jupiter? Well, tell him the truth. Just say, I don't know. He'll respect you for your honesty, and maybe he'll overlook your ignorance. Also, there'll be times when the child becomes thoroughly disgusted with his parents and wishes they'd run off somewhere and get lost. But now, don't worry. After a few years, he outgrows this childish notion, and then he gets the idea of running away himself instead, see? Now, I'm not going to spend much time on how to get along with one child. Any couple can handle that situation because it's two against one, see? But it's when the family increases that the problems multiply. And when the second baby arrives, the first child might be a little jealous. And one of the things that throws a jealous youngster into tantrums is for visitors to rave about the new baby, you know. But now, if your husband's handy around the house, he can fix a trap door for the guests to stand on as they coo over the baby in his crib, you know, while the other child is there biting his nails. And the first time somebody says, "Isn't he just darling?" all you got to do is pull a lever, and between "just" and "darling," the guest goes to the basement, see? Now, also, the older youngster might show a tendency to sneak a punch at little brother or sister, you know, man. And until this violence blows over, maybe it'd be wiser to have the older child wear boxing gloves while he's around the baby. Anyway, I think I've made it pretty plain. The best way to handle children is with kid gloves. Well, you've heard our Buttram Bonus, and you've heard from Paula Richards and the Halloran Quartet and the Buttram Symphony. Let's put them all together and just see what happens, huh?
Give me an old-fashioned girl that loves old-fashioned things.
I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned. The sound of rain upon a window pane, the starry song that April sings. This is fancies are passing. Fancies, but sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands.
I'm old fashioned, but I don't mind it.
That's how. As long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me.
Well, it's time to close up shop here. Don't forget the double mint chewing gum, will you? Till tomorrow at the same time, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that there's a name for a man who refuses to fight. It's Bachelor. So long. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.